Well, as more countries open their borders, the future of New Zealand's global connectivity is a growing concern. When is the right time in the age of a pandemic to open up? Who with and to what extent? And how do we evaluate trade-offs? With us to discuss is Professor Michael Plank at Te Pūnaha Matatini and the University of Canterbury. Professor Plank, welcome to the program.
Kia ora.
Can I just first jump into the news actually out today? I just want to get your thoughts on it because a lot of people are talking about it. Today, a man with COVID-19 left managed isolation in Auckland for more than an hour, goes to a supermarket, Victoria Street West. That supermarket's closed down, the staff are away. What sort of concern is that?
Well, it's really disappointing that people are breaking rules, deviating from pretty clear expectations to do that sort of thing. I mean, the risk from being out of quarantine for an hour is probably pretty small, but nevertheless, really disappointing that people would take that sort of attitude.
Yeah. You say that, look, if we want to open our borders, we will just have to accept that the risk will increase. Can you explain that a bit?
I mean, if you look at the travel numbers, so at the moment we're getting about 400 arrivals a day on average, and we're seeing about 12 cases per week at the border. And with those sorts of numbers, we're confident we can manage those cases and catch them in the 14-day quarantine. Before COVID, in a typical day, we might see about 20 or 25,000 arrivals per day. And if you do the math, that could mean 600 or 700 cases a week. And there's no way you'd be able to, obviously, keep that number of people in quarantine. So what that shows is a return to business as usual really isn't an option at the moment. So we need to think about what ways we can start to enable some travel safely. But going back to those pre-COVID numbers is just not an option.
It's a tricky one, eh? 600 to 700 cases a week. Imagine that. I mean, how could we cope? But look, this is what Sir Peter Gluckman said, Michael. It is unrealistic to imagine that there'll never be cases of COVID in New Zealand. It's just logically inevitable. Went on to say that the vaccine's a long way off and we can't sit here forever without thinking about the future. What do you think?
Well, it's true that cases are inevitable, but that doesn't mean we should just open up and accept hundreds of them. What we need to do is to find a balance that keeps those cases to a minimum and to a level where we can manage them and keep them in quarantine or based on a travel bubble with other countries that have eliminated the virus. So it really needs to be based on the risk of who you're opening travel up to.
Professor Michael Plank, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Well, what do you actually go into this news about this gentleman, Catherine, who left managed isolation and went for more than an hour? This is my local supermarket, actually, but I haven't been there for a week or so.
I'd just like
to point out. But look, a lot of people on social media are saying, throw the book at him. This is the person who is endangering our society. What do you reckon?
Well, yeah, I sort of have fantasies, you know, the slightly murderous fantasies of putting his single-use plastic bag over his head. But, of course, that's not a rational response at all. But he broke the law. So there should be some punishment for that, whatever it is legally under our law.
What do you think, Phil?
Oh, yeah, and no doubt he will be punished. As I've seen some reports about that today, the wider issue, though, is this weird debate that we seem to have that the border either remains almost completely closed or somehow we're just going to open it up altogether. And that's not what Peter Gluckman, Helen Clark and Rob Fife talked about in their report. They said, how can we start to open it up? And if you look at other countries around the world, Taiwan, for example, you're seeing they are starting to open their borders to people who are well, and we should be thinking about how we can achieve that outcome through testing, contact tracing and so on. So it's a really null debate to say, well, either if nobody crossed the border or we're just open slather. Well, nobody's arguing for open slather. What we should be doing is having a much more active debate about how we can get people through who might be well and might actually contribute to New Zealand's economic success and income and social success and community success. That's really the debate.
It's a bit like the rabies thing for animals, you know. You can quarantine your animal if it comes from a non-rabies country and you can get a free pass of it if it is.
Yeah. We did a straw poll, very unscientific, but 90... what is it, 95% of people did not want us to open our borders on the panel yesterday. But look, some people suggest we can't stay shut off from the world forever or wait for a vaccine, Catherine.
Taiwan and Iceland are nice places. We should invite them over and we can go there.
Okay, those two, yep. All right. Well, 29, yep.
So we just need to have a more sophisticated debate about this, Wallace. I mean, I'm one of the 97. If you say, let's not go back to what we were doing just before lockdown, of course not. But we do need to think about how we can get business people out of New Zealand to sell things into world markets. And we do need to think about how we can get people to come here, not just as tourists, not even as tourists, but as people who can contribute to our success, because we need them. We always have.
Okay. I'm trying to organise my husband's significant birthday for the end of the year in December, and it's going to be quite a short guest list if we can't get some of our friends from overseas.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Well,